Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Going electric? Go really electric with an EV or plug-in hybrid from the Kia e-range.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. Probably the wittiest front page across these islands today is on the Daily Star, the UK Daily Star. It says, our telly broke at 8:59pm last night. Did we miss anything? Where's Noreen? Noreen, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
You missed it. You didn't watch it.
No, I didn't. I felt that it would be wrong of me to watch it.
Why?
It wasn't very pleasant what was going to be spoken about. I have a terrible empathy for the Queen and for Prince Philip. Now, she's a very elderly lady, and her husband is ill in hospital, and she doesn't need this sort of carry-on with Meghan Markle.
So it's not that you are interested in it.
Pardon?
But you are interested in it, but you made the decision, Noreen, not to watch it.
I did.
Even though...
Well, I wasn't... No, yeah. It's just that I had the television on this morning and on the programme they were speaking a bit about it. But I have heard her speak outside of that anyway, yeah. You know?
You don't like Meghan?
I feel she is an attention seeker and she could be controlling.
Is she a good actress?
I think she is, yes. A very good one.
And you think she... Well, you didn't see it, so you can't tell me. By the way, so far, we're up near... It's going to hit 1 million people in Ireland who will have watched it. In Ireland, that's 750,000 watched it on RTE 2, which
no,
must be...
I went to bed instead, Joe.
No, I'm just giving out the figure. 750,000 people watched it on RTE 2.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't be inquisitive like that at all. I feel that what she has done is wrong, you know?
And you don't think what the royal family have done, the firm, as you called them last night, have done to her is wrong?
Well, I know in the past, but that was enough, like, you know, that should have been end of story. But I don't think Meghan Markle had the right to you know, to say the things she said.
And what about, you say she was controlling of Harry, in what way?
Sorry, Joe?
Did you say she was controlling?
Your voice is a bit low.
God, that's the first time that's ever I've been accused of that. You say she's been controlling of Harry.
I'll put it this way.
Okay.
When she was pregnant with her first child, she told Harry that she didn't want him drinking alcohol while she was pregnant.
Yeah.
That's controlling, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, do most wives not want their husbands not drinking alcohol? At all?
Sorry? Your voice is very low, Joe.
Okay, I don't know what we can do about that. Because I'm shouting here and it's stay there, Noreen. Bring in Miles Kavanagh.
Right. How are you, Joe? How are you keeping?
Did you watch last night? Were you one
I
of the...
I watched half of Joe and I went back over to Clairborne because I'm very fond of Clairborne. So I said, which is more important now, Clairborne or herself? And I said, no, I said, I go back to Clare and watch some of it. So
good man.
But
great
to be
program.
Honest with you, Joe... Yeah, I feel sorry for him. Really do now. I really, really do. It's as that lady said, they don't need it. This, you know, they don't need it. It's all a stage act now.
But Noreen, does it come down to whether you like Meghan Markle or not?
No, but I'll tell you, Joe, I like the royal family. To be honest with you. I mean, because when we had Prince Philip here in Kilkenny, we had fun with him, and he was a lovely, lovely guy. And my wife Mary, she met, you know, his partner, I think, or his wife, I don't know what way it is at the moment, but and we found him fantastic, and sure, you know, I was sorry he didn't get the cock to meet the Queen, and you know, and it's strange because I have a flag, and I had to take it down, it was an Australian flag, and just because it had the you know, the British symbols in it, I had to take it down because it was offending people, so but, you know, people turned up in their thousands here to meet Prince Philip, and we even had our neighbour, Josie Woods. Josie was, I'd say, the first person in history to kiss actually the prince. She asked him. Could she ask herself? And she said, go ahead. And Sir Josie kissed him. And sure, I don't know, Joe, to be honest with you. I think it's all just a bit of a hype. I think it's all money now at this stage.
Well, were RTE right in broadcasting it?
Oh, 100%. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, chances are, Joe. Oh, God, Joe, look at the amount of people watched it last night. And Claire Byrne then had another piece on it as well, fair play to her. And, you know, I mean, and be honest with you, it's sad. It's just really sad now. It's like when Princess Di, we don't know whether she was killed or murdered, no one knows.
But no, she wasn't. You know, she wasn't murdered. Stop it.
Hey, but you don't know, though, do you?
So I do know. I do, because I just read an incredible book recently by, and so far as any of us know, an incredible book. I'll give you the name of it in a second, Miles. You can check it out at the wonderful Kilkenny Public Library. I just read an incredible book by the pathologist who worked on that case. And all the case he worked on. And he worked on the Diana case. And he is adamant, beyond belief. He got full access to all papers. He didn't anyway, and he's adamant that she wasn't murdered. And adamant she wasn't wearing a seatbelt in the back of a car. She suffered catastrophic injuries, but if one of her injuries had been an inch either way, she would have survived. There you are now. I'll get the name of them. No, just we don't peddle conspiracy theories on this program. Now, what do you think of I'm quoting INM, the independent website. They say that Labour and Sinn Féin spokespersons last night told the Sunday World they'll be putting in Dáil questions to Communications Minister Catherine Martin and also writing to the RTÉ board to find out how much the broadcaster paid for the program and also questioned why they're showing it in the first place. Now, Noreen.
I'll be honest with you. I mean, fair play to RT. I mean, RT is our national television, and they have to show what people want.
Okay, you said they wanted. Okay. Where's Betty Mitchell? Betty Mitchell's in the UK. Betty, good afternoon.
Hello, Joe.
What's your take on the interview?
Well, I watched it last night, and I thought it was very truthful. I think Oprah asked all the right questions. She didn't hold back, even though she's so friendly with them, you know, and she put them on the line.
Well, is she that friendly with them? Apparently she, maybe this tells us more about Harry and Meghan, apparently she met them once before she was invited to the wedding.
Well, there
you go. Did you hear? I read that yesterday.
Well, the fact that they had her at the wedding, she was there.
Well, maybe she was there for show.
Well, probably. But you know, Joe, this is getting beyond a joke. Harry chose to marry Meghan. And from what I can see and from what I saw last night, I don't know very much about Meghan. I've never seen her in a movie. And the fact of the matter is I've heard people's opinions of them. I've one friend in particular who hates her. And she doesn't even know her.
Yeah, well, how can you hate her? That's
exactly, Joe. We've all got our views. We've all got our opinions. And in the end, I was saying to your researcher when she rang me this morning, I said, it's only love that matters. Harry is happy with Meghan. They've got a lovely baby and they've got another one coming soon. Now, he made his decision to leave the country. He's no chance of being, as I say, king or anything like that. And they have their own lives to live.
Was it?
Okay. Patricia.
You know, I think it's crazy us all making judgments on them. Because none of us really knows what goes on.
Patricia O'Mahony's in Betty's Town.
How you doing?
1857-15-815. Your tuppence worth, Patricia.
I think Meghan was visibly sick looking last night. She did really look upset. Now, what the Queen did to Diana, they broke her to pieces. So they're quite capable
How did the Queen break Diana to pieces?
Well, the Queen knew that Charles and Camilla were always an item, and it was there and it was reckoned, you know, Diana was weaned just to have the children. But Meghan definitely now in saying
like
that,
if you were having a relationship or your partner was having a relationship, do you think if your mother-in-law knew, your mother-in-law should interfere?
No, she shouldn't interfere.
Well, then why are you blaming the Queen for what you say, destroying Diana?
What she did, they physically did. Like, I mean, the mother saw Charles having that, you know,
How do you know?
Was going. But, like, you could see it was as obvious.
Yeah, but my point is, would you expect your mother-in-law to inform your partner or you or whatever, vice versa, that one or other of you were having an affair? What's it got to do with your mother-in-law?
Well, I think I would. No, we're talking about a whole different scene here now. Meghan should have known. Meghan, it was a bit like Fergie, I think. Fergie tried to encourage and look after Diana. Kate, I think, licks up to the Queen, basically. I never had any time for a laugh with Kate.
But oh, what a soap Meghan opera. Aileen, stay there, Patricia. Aileen, yes, Patricia, yes. Manny. Aileen Eglinton.
Good afternoon, Joe.
Your 2 pence worth or 2 sovereigns worth.
Do you know what, Joe? I watched it last night because I felt it was an extension of Hello Magazine for me. And I thought there was a sadness there last night, and I thought there was a realism in terms of Harry. And what killed me was the tabloid stuff where Kate was, if she was putting her hand on her bump, it was wonderful. And Meghan, yeah, if she did it, it was another way. And then yeah, Meghan, yeah, was wearing stilettos, which would damage the child or something. And I watched it because it's something else to talk about.
Yeah, but I just...
But I just this holier-than-thou attitude that some of your listeners are going
well,
on.
Noreen, you're saying Noreen, she deliberately, she turned away, she averted her eyes, she wouldn't watch it. Even though she
childish.
Does, she is a royal follower.
Yeah, but that's Noreen Steele, that, you know, what she said about the child being coloured, I mean, that was really being racial against. And I think Oprah was brilliant, and that I think that got her.
Yeah, but was the child, the issues about how dark the child would be, was that not secondhand story from her? She said Harry told her.
Well, I don't think Harry would have said that.
Well, it wouldn't stand. Well, hearsay doesn't stand up in court.
I know, but yeah, sorry.
And we don't say coloured anymore. We say that.
I know. Well, I wouldn't say if I had clients here, oh, your husband is white, or whatever. Do you mind what colour the baby is? You know, and like, you don't say things like that. And I don't think Harry would make that up. That would be really hurting and damaging to the wedding if he tried.
And why are they?
Aileen, you see, he knows them better. He knows the Queen better than anybody.
Well, the Queen came out of it very well, didn't she?
Through Meghan, and I think the,
you know,
the
blanket,
well,
the blanket story, and giving her a gift and minding her, and in the back of the Bentley when they're going from A to B, she said, "Pull over here, Meghan, and get under this blanket with me," so to speak.
Yeah.
Well,
but by the way, the media in the UK, like the same. Let me give you one example. The Star. Now, it's nothing to do with the Irish Daily Star, but the Star in Britain, which is a big selling paper, on what day is today? Tuesday, Monday? Was it Saturday or Sunday? They their front page was a cutout of a sick bag, okay, and it said, "Cut out or make your own Harry and Meghan vomit bag, if you're going to watch it to throw up into when you're watching the upcoming rubbish." Now, that's on the one hand how savage they can be, but on the other hand, could Meghan, she's been in the public eye, she's not just, does she not know today's newspapers are tomorrow's chip wrappers?
But you know, and the gas,
but that's why we've Brexit. That's because the tabloids in the UK such take stances, and they start upsetting people all through the UK. That's why, that's a huge cause of Brexit. I just think that last night was, if it wasn't real and it wasn't such a genuine story, it was actually just very good television. And I thought Oprah managed it brilliantly, and I'm glad I watched it. And I feel for them, regardless of how they manipulate publicity and everybody in the public eye.
And what do you, well, just to come back to your point, Aileen Eglinton, about Noreen, what you're saying, Noreen, you're saying she should have watched it.
I just think, you know, you have a choice with your television on your remote control, whether you turn it off or not, that's fine. But you don't need to be holier than thou about things.
Noreen, are you being holier than thou? Noreen.
Yes, Joe?
Are you being holier than thou? That's what Aileen is.
I am not, no.
Okay.
Why, you know, holier than thou? I don't understand that.
Aileen.
I just didn't want to watch it.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be my choice of viewing last night.
And did you watch Diana's interview back in the day with Martin Bashir?
Like I said, Kate is a real lady.
Yeah.
Of course,
no,
everybody,
she's not.
Everybody
she's
loved Diana, and I love Kate as well. She's a real lady. But Meghan Markle, I don't know, there's something about her that...
It's because she sounds like she's a commoner and that she's an actress and she's a whatever. When I was expecting my child, I kept my hand in my bump. Don't know why, I just did. I carried a sick bag. I did everything. But, like, you know... Diana was on the front of a mug and her husband when it came to anniversaries. You know, the girl was grossly unhappy. You could see last night there was a very big element of the girl was hurt. You could see it.
I thought the funniest thing last night was her learning how to courtesy. Imagine if Harry had married an Irish girl and telling one of us to courtesy. I thought that was one of the funniest things about last night.
Well, you know, this is what they do. You don't do that. You see, the young crowd are totally different too now, Noreen. The young crowd are totally different now. Like, I brought my son up to believe, you know, we're all one here. We're all going the one way. We're all one. Nobody's better than anybody and anybody, no matter who or what or where you are. You're still there. You still have a heart. You still have... We are categorising her as an actress. Oh, she's an actress. We can all be whatever, but at the end of the day, there's nobody any different than anybody else.
Unless you're in Davy Stockbrokers. Tommy Roddy.
Yeah, how are you, Joe?
Your point, please, Tommy.
Yeah, well, I watched the whole thing, and I found it fascinating. I suppose the first thing that struck me about it is that Harry married Meghan, and Meghan clearly felt very much trapped in the whole system of the royal family.
Mm-hmm.
But the interesting thing that I found, and I find it very interesting, is that Diana, his mother, all these years ago, she felt exactly the same way. So when he married Meghan, he had no idea what was ahead of him, and Meghan turns out to be in the situation that Diana was all those years ago. I just found that very fascinating. But I felt really, to be honest with you, that it was very unfair, really, more so what Meghan did, the way she portrayed the royal family.
Well, Tommy, can I ask you all, do you think Meghan and Harry and Archie and the new baby girl, please God, do you think they get a better welcome in Ireland than they would in the UK at the moment?
Yeah, well, possibly. Well, I've heard now, actually, I tuned into Sky News after the interview. I was flicking around on the channels just to try and get as much different viewpoints of it, and the majority of people in England are totally against what Meghan has done. You know,
they're against everybody that goes against them. They think because of monarchy, they can buy, they can do, they can whatever. Move on with the times. You know, get on with it. The young royals nowadays are totally different to what was going on years ago. I mean, it was like years ago, we bowed and scraped to everybody and anybody and don't talk. And, you know, you're going past the priest's house. Be quiet, stop it, you know. Where now, we treat them like human beings.
But this is also about the media frenzy, because it's back to the media. The media in the UK have whipped this up and divided everybody. And it is about the media frenzy and being sensible about it.
Well, part of it...
the papers.
Well, RTE broadcast and they got an incredible audience for it. An incredible audience.
Yeah. We weren't doing anything else, Joe. We couldn't go anywhere.
I know. Well, it's maybe it was... It didn't mean... I don't think they mentioned the pandemic once.
So,
Patricia O'Mahony's in Bettystown, 1850 715 815. The Royal Line is open. I'll go to Anne next in Galway. Anne.
Hello, Joe.
Your two sovereigns worth, please.
My two sovereigns
worth is,
Joe.
Yes.
On the day of their wedding, I was sitting down at like yesterday watching that wedding.
Yeah.
And straight away I thought to myself, this is going to be not the end of the story. Just to see her mother sitting there and not another member of her family spoke a lot. And to see all these hundred people, film stars, all that, and no family.
Yeah, but that happens. I'm sure there, maybe we'll hear from you. I'm sure there are weddings in Ireland where the father of the bride walked out before the ceremony, the mother of the bride walked out, the mother of the groom, the father of the groom, or didn't turn up because of some slight or some long-standing feud within the family. Like, you can't blame Meghan Merkel for her father. Can you?
Well, yes, but there was none. I mean, she'd fallen out of things with all her family. I know now we can't take in all we, you know, we read, but her uncle, she had been very close to an uncle. He sounded an upstanding man and nothing wrong. It just was odd on that day. And then when I discovered now that within 6 months of her marriage, she had problems. I'm not making light of her problems, of her mental problems, and that within 6 months of it, you know, that seems a short time. She said she didn't know what she was coming into. Mm-hmm. Surely she had known more about Diana, just reading about
Diana. There's a photograph of Meghan when she was 17 as a tourist sitting on the railings of Buckingham Palace. Surely she knew what was behind, why she was sitting on those railings.
Any family you're going into, you'll know plenty about them if you're going to marry into a family. And to say that she didn't really know anything, like that she didn't know, that she wouldn't have read the books, a book of Diana's life story. And she's an actress. And I just felt so sorry on the day for Harry because I don't think she was the match for him. I'm not downgrading her or anything. She was an actress. She had no intention of getting into the royal family. She just wanted him. She probably wanted the link. Mm-hmm. And then within 6 months, she was planning to get out of it.
And I don't think Harry'd agree with you.
Well, I hope not, in a way, because I hope he is happy and will be happy. But he's kind of now lost his family. She doesn't seem to have any family on her side. So it's not a happy situation. And Harry doesn't look happy. I've never seen one happy smile. She wasn't the right girl for him. But I hope so. But Harry, he was brought up in a different way. I'm not saying anything about the royal family that I think is, I mean, life would go on, the countries would go on without them if they never existed, and that they were just like everybody else, but that's not it. And I felt too, now, anyone can cut me down on this, when the issue of about the baby and saying about the colour, that, to me, I felt could have been built up a lot. You know, I know myself, you know, if somebody within a member of a family and they one side is white and the other, I mean, I wouldn't actually know that Meghan was that she had dark skin.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I wouldn't know that at all. I wouldn't know that ever about her because she doesn't look it to me. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But I mean, I think if I had somebody belong to me and the baby she was married to, an African or an African American or Asian, I'd just say, I wonder how the baby, which way the baby look. Will it bring out the father's side or will it bring out the mother's side? So it's not, you know, it could have been that. Now, I don't know.
Okay, Carol,
if it was.
Yeah, okay.
I know myself.
But is it not unfair, Meghan repeating that thing she heard from her husband? He said, they wanted to know how dark Archie would be, as she said herself. But without saying who it was, that she's tarring everyone. But she said it wasn't Philip or the Queen. In fairness,
they said afterwards. To do damage.
But she said it was family. So was it Andrew? Where is he in all of this, by the way?
Where is he? Yes, I mean, I have no sympathy much for him now.
You can be guaranteed he has protection.
Yeah, but it could have been William. Maybe he was just talking.
Yeah, but isn't it very unfair for her to say it without naming?
Yes, yeah.
She's tiring everyone. Caroline Stevenson.
I mean, of course, she had discussed all this with Oprah before that. And the way Oprah said, you know, knew what was coming, of course, obviously, I suppose. If you're an interviewer, you know what's coming. But, you know, the surprise. It depends how it was said. And she didn't need... They shouldn't be doing a programme like that anyway, an interview. Yeah. If they left the country, let them get on with their life, let them make money how they can. But why... Okay. You know, they're not going to reform the...
Well, I will,
it'll just go on as it's always done, and that's the beginning of the end of it now.
Okay, I will take a break because more people want to talk about this. But what I would seriously worry about is America being such a gun culture, and I mean, so many, 99.9% of Americans are fine. But I think John Lennon and people in the public eye, Versace wasn't he, just murdered randomly because they were in the public eye. They're taking
Harry
that risk.
Harry is a fish out of water. He's English, English schools, English friends. He's a fish out of water, and I just hope and pray, and I really genuinely mean that. I hope he's lost his mother when he was young, and who he has to turn to. They are only, all these people in America, they know they're only, fly-by-nights, you know, not genuinely. Your family is your family, and he's lost that, unfortunately. I hope he gets it back, and she'll make her way anyway. Don't worry, she's all right. That's enough, Joe. Thank you for calling.
Okay, good to meet you, on your more people after this break. 51551, more chance.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Not just to the interview last night with Meghan and Harry, but the fact that nearly a million people in Ireland have watched it, between 750,000 who watched it on RT2. 100,000. So that was this morning at 9 o'clock. Who watched it on the player? Didn't even go to bed last night. So it's hitting nearly a million, which is an incredible figure. Caroline Stevenson, your two sovereigns' word, please.
Yes, I'm very exercised about it. I just think, who was Meghan Markle before she met Prince Harry? I mean, she's got all the perks and wasn't prepared to pay the price, it seems to me. And you know, I thought they left Britain to get away from media intrusion on their lives, and now we have got this huge media storm because they went on Oprah. And I, you know, I just think, you know, everyone has problems with families and adjustment, and you know, but I mean, particularly the royal family, obviously, who has €32 million weddings that are viewed worldwide. You know, that's because
is that how much the wedding costs?
Apparently, you know, and all the other perks, and there is a price for that, like with everything. You know, you play by the rules then, and she just seemed to me kind of within a year took off and decided, you know, she wasn't going to. I think maybe it didn't suit her, and
they
disin- you know,
they dis- didn't disinherit. Well, they effectively disinherited Harry. He said they cut him off financially. His father won't even answer his calls. The fact that his mother had her own independent wealth. And she left it to the two boys. Without that money, he wouldn't...
Yeah, but I mean, you know, most people have to make their own way in life. That was a pretty good start.
I know. Yeah, here. Yeah.
I mean, it's... and I mean, I agree with the last person. Do you know, if somebody said, well, I wonder what colour hair the child will have, or, you know, it wasn't qualified what way it was said, but I mean, immediately someone mentioned skin and it seems to go into racist alert. You know, that's fairly innocent, I would have said. I mean, somebody's... It's a judgment, you know.
But then Meghan then inferred that because Archie might not be Dolly Mountstrand white, are in Ireland, in the main, not everyone, obviously.
Yeah.
But because Meghan seemed to infer that because he wasn't going to be white, that this was the reason they wouldn't give him a title.
I saw that, which was, yes, I did actually see that comes with the title. As if it was a personal insult to her. But I mean, in fact, it's by royal charter. Prince Harry's children were never going to be prince and princesses. I read that somewhere
yesterday.
You know, so, I mean, the whole thing was kind of staged as if she was some victim and had had an awful time. I mean, I didn't see what...
So you thought Meghan was acting?
Well, I thought it was a whole... all about nothing. A lot of storm about nothing. I mean, I actually think... why the question is, why did she marry him and then leave so quickly? You know,
why did she give a two-hour interview saying, I don't want any publicity?
Yeah, yeah, and yes, you know, I mean, they do get paid by the taxpayer and everything else, and for that they return by doing certain press things and whatever, like children's christenings, and but they didn't want to do any of that. They wanted to do it their way. Well, you know, I don't think you can have it both ways. And, I think of Kate Middleton, who I have huge admiration for. I think she had an awful time. She was, you know, a lot of stuff about her being a commoner and this, that and the other. Well, she kept her head down and got on with it. And, you know, she has done it her way with grace. And I think she's a wonderful contribution to the family. And,
well, she's,
and,
the future,
and
she's the future queen, isn't
queen.
She?
Queen, yeah, yeah.
Kate is.
Yeah, but in a worthy title, I think she's a very regal, commendable person.
Okay, stay there, Caroline. Pauline O'Donovan is an awfully Pauline. What do you think of Caroline saying, I'm paraphrasing, Meghan's a very good actress?
Well, people are always going to say that about her, Joe. Hmm. You know, she's an actress. But I think, I saw two people who were very hurt last night. And about the tabloids, you know, the tabloids in England are vicious.
We just ignore them.
Yeah, I know she should have ignored them.
You don't have
them.
To buy them.
Well, I don't, Joe. Yeah. I don't. I mean, but, you know, when you go into a shop, I'm talking about the 80s. You go into a shop and you see headlines, you know, Diana used to be vilified at times. Fergie, once she made one big mistake, they laid into her. And the Sun in particular wrote scurrilous articles about Camilla that they had to retract in an editorial. So, you know, Meghan being an American and a divorcee, there are always some comparisons going to be made between her and Wallace Simpson.
Wallace Simpson, yeah.
Yeah.
And they're saying that this morning in one of the papers that it's the biggest crisis to hit the royal family in 85 years since the abdication.
As I say, they just lashed into them. And Harry wanted to leave the royal family long before he met Meghan.
Okay, and you say she did. It wasn't alcohol Meghan went on about.
Well, you know, Meghan wasn't exactly, you know, I think she was over 25 when she married Harry. But so anyway,
she was over 35.
Sorry, 35.
Well,
yes,
what does that matter?
It doesn't matter, but it's...
fertility. Is that what you're talking about, babies?
Yes, and people are recommended, fathers-to-be are recommended before they try to have a baby. You know, she got Harry off the cigarettes and, like, to cut out the alcohol or cut it down.
Okay.
Eat a healthy diet. Do a bit of yoga. You know, they're all good things.
Okay. Yeah. Nicola Coffey, stay there, Pauline. Nicola Coffey, what do you think about what Caroline Stevenson is saying that Meghan is basically a good actress?
I thought she was lovely last night. I thought she was wonderful and I completely believed her.
Okay.
And I believed her husband too. I thought she was really lovely.
And keep
talking. Actressing is a job, you know, that's not acting. God almighty. Yeah. I cannot believe some of the women you've had on air. I'd love to have their perfect lives, you know, up on that pedestal. Unbelievable stuff.
In what way? Expand on that.
You know,
Nicola.
When people have spoke, you know, like when Caroline Flack died and, everyone, let's be kind to each other. That didn't last long, did it?
And you think
people are so rude about her. I mean, the cheek of them. Mm. For God's sake.
But she did give a 2-hour primetime interview that was seen apparently than more people than will watch the Olympics.
I'm delighted she gave a 2-hour interview.
Yeah.
I'm delighted
but, I mean,
she gave you 2 hours
to you. But you, like, and she's.
Sorry, excuse me while I'm talking. I'm delighted she gave a two-hour interview because she was able to dispel so many myths around her about people making her out to be this dreadful person. That poor girl, her own dad sold her letter to the bloody tabloids. I mean, really? You know, really? People don't do that. I mean, how awful was that? How awful was it for that poor girl to have to walk up that aisle on her wedding day all by herself?
And I saw, did you see him on telly this morning?
He's a waste of space. He's awful. He's repulsive. He's a money-grabbing, repulsive human being, and she should have nothing whatsoever to do with him. He's dreadful. He's shocking. And so is his daughter that wrote the book. And I love the way the stepsister wrote the book. She hadn't even seen Meghan in 19 years. Yeah. It's amazing.
But in fairness, her father was saying, now he came across very calm this morning, but he was saying that, like, they don't reply to his messages. They haven't.
Why should they reply to his messages? He sold them out completely, and he humiliated his daughter, as if life wasn't hard enough for her having to marry into that crazy family.
And
you know, they're nuts. This institution and this firm—they're absolutely nuts. I'd be far. I mean, this thing now—the biggest thing to hit the royal family in 85 years. Why isn't Prince Andrew going to America to be questioned by the FBI in relation to his, you know, friends?
Yeah.
I mean, please have, you know, cop on for God's sake.
You think they're nuts? The royal family are nuts.
They're loopers. Absolute loopers. God almighty, the institution. I mean, who do they think they are? Give me a break. And even for them to have to move to Canada and pay for their own bodyguards and all that type of thing, especially after what happened to his own mother.
Yeah. Well, do they have to pay for their own bodyguards? Because I was watching... God, I have a sad life. I was watching James Corden on The Late Show with Harry, you know, on the open top bus going around.
Yeah.
Do you see it?
Yeah.
Bet you haven't seen as often. I have. But I noticed, Nicola, that he did. There was, if you watch that segment, about 20 minutes long, if you watch it closely, you can see the police are in front and behind the bus. So he does have protection when he's out and about because he's a prince.
So he should have.
Okay.
So he should have. He's the son of the future king of England.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, what are they doing, like threatening them? Oh, right, if you leave, then you can't have this, you can't have that. The child won't be acknowledged. And I mean, even for anyone to even approach discussing that child's skin colour, I mean, how dare they?
I know. And Nicola, how dare they?
It's 2021. Give me a break.
Have you ever lived in the UK, Nicola?
I have, yes.
And
but I've lived here longer.
Okay, good stuff. Have you family in the UK?
I do.
Does it help if I ask you, what do they think? Were you talking to any of them about this?
I was
talking
to my aunt and she thought that Meghan was absolutely wonderful.
Okay. Which you do.
I completely believed her. Yep,
yeah.
I completely believed her. And that I feel so sorry for her. You know, money doesn't buy you happiness.
I know.
Alluded to the fact that she was suicidal. Mm. Just because you're a millionaire doesn't mean you don't have feelings and emotions. And like she said, nobody knows what goes on inside closed doors, even if they're palace doors.
Yeah.
Well, I thought the general point she made about that episode...
What do you mean by episode?
No, about that incident in her life. She then went on. See, I saw people this morning in the British media sceptical about that story. Mm. You know, saying, but then
the Piers Morgans of the world.
Who cares? But in fairness, Meghan then went on to add to it and say, by me saying this now, I'm not trying to pull attention to myself. The lesson I'm trying to get across is that we don't know what goes on behind closed doors or behind closed foreheads or whatever. And I want people to be able to speak about it, not feel ashamed. So I thought that was a very, very strong point. in terms of mental health.
It was a powerful point, yeah. And she didn't have to make it, and she didn't have to speak about it, but she did.
And Caroline Stevenson, do you want to come in? Nicola, obviously.
Well, I just thought of why are we hearing all about them. I thought they left because they wanted to have no intrusion in their lives. And
no,
here
that's
they
not
are
true
ravishing
at all. Why does it bother you so much?
Because I think if you get all the perks, you pay the price, and I don't think they were supposed.
But what
they were.
What do you mean they have all the perks?
I mean,
they
who
had
was
to
Meghan,
leave.
They
had to leave.
Would
the
we
royal
have a
family?
They had to leave. Well, they chose to leave.
To leave.
They chose to leave. They decided to step out of doing working. For
why do you find them so personally offensive to you?
I just feel if you marry into royalty, then you're going to. I mean, Meghan Markle has got a huge profile from it. You know, she wouldn't be making money
Meghan
on
Markle
Netflix or anything else.
Was already an independent woman of her own means and plenty
of
stuff.
Well, fair enough, but I had never heard of her before she met Prince Harry, and I think they're.
So,
you know,
so
I don't
because
think
you haven't heard of her, we should all be horrible towards her, is it?
No,
why does she bother you so much?
How horrible you were to the royal family, in fact, when you were saying we should all be kind. You can't have it both ways. And I would say she's sold out her in-laws and caused a huge furore, and you know, I find that pretty distasteful. She
what
chose
do you think
to
about
leave,
Prince
just
Andrew?
Stay quiet. Yeah, well, that's another story.
Do you think we should all be quiet about Prince Andrew too?
No, but what
no,
are they
don't be
to
hypocrite. Don't be so hypocritical.
I think that's a different issue. I think the issue is they you know, got a lot of money, they got a lot of protection. And
what do you mean they got a lot
she
of protection?
Got,
from where?
Well, protection in their lives, in their living, you know, houses and money.
No,
I don't know.
I don't understand
and
you
I
because
think if
you're not
going
making
to,
sense.
Well, I think if you marry into a family, you get a large apartment in Kensington Palace, you get a large house in the country, you get looked after financially and everything else. I think that's, you know, most people, when they get paid, they have to do something for it. That's as simple as that. And I think she was happy to take what was going, but then expect to have it her way and her rules.
Yes.
And you may not like the monarchy, but, you know, it is what it is. And
so she should have sucked it all up really and just kept quiet about
no,
how
I'm not saying
she,
she should have sucked it up, but
what
you
year are you
leave,
living
so
in
why,
what year
so
are you living
she,
in it's not the 1800s.
Well, what do you think about Kate Middleton? She had a pretty hard time when she married, but she's kept her head down and she's got on with it, and she has evolved and made it work for her, so it would appear.
What do you mean she's kept her head down? They're two separate people. They're two separate personalities. Mm. Why should any woman have to keep her head down?
Well, I think if you go into a job...
Really?
I think
it's
you, 2021. You play by the rules, don't you? But if you go into a job, you play by the rules. You know, you don't... You
she got married to a man
ways.
She loves.
Well... You know, fine,
well,
but then
what?
Go off if he's prepared. But I mean, do you not think that when anyone gets married, they have to accommodate and compromise to the family in law? And their, I mean, that's the way the world goes round, surely.
Not at all.
No, not in your world. God, I've had a different experience.
Oh,
I must
I'm
say, I think for everything
you.
There is a
I'm
price.
I'm delighted for you. I really do think you should check what year it is. It's 2021. Why should a woman be submissive and have to sit at home hiding?
I'm not suggesting you be submissive in the slightest.
Crazy.
I mean,
what
a man.
I cannot believe the women on live. I cannot believe the women on Liveline today hating on this poor girl. It's incredible to listen to. Well, I think Jo now she should be grateful. She should be grateful for what she got. Honestly, it's shocking, shocking.
But Prince Philip
shocking.
Or any man that marries into a female of the member of the royal has to pay the same price. I'm not suggesting. Why are you making it about a woman?
Because
it
it's about a
way.
Woman. Because we're discussing
the
program now.
Well, Caroline, did you not say that Kate? kept her head down, and Kate seemed to...
I meant in the way that she didn't sort of react, and, you know, I think she's incredibly strong. You know, I'm not saying...
Lisa, I can assure you that Kate's at home most evenings probably banging saucepans off the walls in temper.
Well, you know, I don't know. I don't know.
I know you don't know.
But I mean, what about
Prince Philip? You don't know.
He's had to suck it up.
Yeah.
You know, he married a queen, and he's been the whatever. I don't think it's male or female. I think it's the institution and the way it's.
Nicola, did you like Harry before he married Meghan?
Are you talking to me,
Nicola? Yeah, please.
Yeah, I think he's gorgeous. He's lovely, and I think he's just been through so much in his life. I mean, I still cannot believe that he had to walk behind his mum's coffin in front of everybody in London like that. It's such a tender age to lose your mum. So you can fully see why he's overprotective of his wife.
Yeah.
You know, it's devastating, and I'm sure, if anything, Diana would be so proud of him.
Mm. By the way, that book I was referring to earlier, that book I was referring to earlier that I read recently, it's called Unnatural Causes, The Life and Many Deaths of Britain's Top Forensic Pathologist, written by Dr. Richard Shepherd. And there's a chapter on the Diana accident, and he's adamant scientifically that she was not murdered, that she died as a result.
I would be fully in agreement with you with that.
Yeah,
fully in agreement. I was actually in Paris around the time it happened. It was horrific. But
and did you go to the scene, that bridge, the underpass?
After a few days, they had, you know, they set up a monument like on the overpass, and we visited that. It was so sad, so sad.
Okay.
But I mean, that was just a fluke speeding car.
Yeah.
No one was out to kill the woman, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
What would happen to any of us? But really now, Joe, sort out some of the women that are coming on your show, because, you know, it's nasty.
Yeah, but Nicola, you're the one who called them loopers and nutters, the royal family.
I mean the institution, not the people.
No, Nicola, you're not resiling now. You're not walking back from that now.
No, I'm not.
You did say they were loopers and nutters.
They are loopers and nutters.
Oh, that's nasty.
I'm not taking anything back. Why is it nasty?
Well, to call someone a looper or a nutter is nasty. And I'm just...
Don't be so facetious, Joe.
No, I'm not being facetious. I'm only dragging your words and uploading it. You're the one who called the other...
You're being facetious.
You're the one who's calling some of the other callers nasty.
And yeah, they are. They've been really, really nasty.
Okay. And calling somebody nutters and loopers is not nasty.
They can't hear me. I don't think they listen to the Joe Duffy show.
Oh, what's that got to do with it?
Yeah. And Nicola, anyway, I'm not going down that road because I'm...
What road?
As people probably know, listen to this program. One, I'm very, 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 and not this is nothing to do with you. I'm very sensitive about how people talk about suicide and suicidal ideation, and even the phraseology. That's neither here nor there. I'm also very sensitive of people who use the word lunatic, nutters, and loopers because it's associated with mental health. That's why.
Oh, for God's sake! You know I didn't mean it that way. Now, please.
Okay. Okay. Are we parting on good terms, Nicola?
I'll still talk to you, yeah.
Okay. Stay with us. Anyone who wants to get more people want to come in on this. Thanks, Nicola Coffey, Caroline Stevenson. 51551, Joe, wash your hands.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
And Joe at RT.ie. We're talking about the Meghan and Harry interview. There's a lot of people there, but a lot of it in the context of Ireland, and that, as I say, 750,000 watched it on RT2 television last night. Well, we must try and get the updated figures. Well over 100,000 have watched it already on the player. And that was 53% of the available audience last night. Pat Whitehead is in Manchester. Pat.
Hello, Joe.
How are you? Your point, please, Pat.
Well, my point is, I'm afraid I do believe Meghan is an actress. I mean, I come from Limerick myself, and I've lived here for many years, and mm-hmm. I do like the royal family, mm-hmm. and I love the pomp and ceremony. I love it. I love the whole thing about it. When their wedding, I recorded, got my husband to record the wedding for Harry and Meghan, and I'd watched about 15 minutes of it, Joe, and I had to turn it off. And he said to me, "Why are you watching it?" I said, "No, I can't." Because Harry, that day in that cathedral, he looked so uncomfortable, Joe.
Mm.
He was so twitchy, and I honestly felt so sorry for him. Meghan, she came along, you know, totally, you know, all on show. And Harry, I didn't watch this. I haven't watched that video yet, interview yet. Whether I will, whether I won't, I don't know, because I'm sick of listening to what's been going on the last 2 days. I do not believe Meghan. I just can't even believe what she's coming out with. I don't think she ever intended staying in the royal family anyway. I think she came in with the intention of changing the royal family. And how they treat her father is just so sad. And her father did an interview this morning on breakfast television over here.
I saw that.
And he didn't go to the wedding because he was in hospital. He'd had heart surgery. And they have still not been to see that man. And it's just the baby, when that baby was born, she wasn't going into the hospital where normal royals go. They didn't show the baby when they came out of hospital.
But she explained that last night. She said because they had decided that the Archie was not going to have a title or protection, she wasn't prepared to offer him up for publicity. That's what she said.
Joe, if they want, they left the royal family because they wanted a private life.
Yeah.
For somebody who wants a private life, they're never out of the publicity.
Mm.
And that comment about the baby's colour, her father even said this morning that could have been just a throwaway remark, just a silly remark. We've had foreign people on the television, and they've said, you know, there's people in the UK, as there is no doubt in Ireland, who one half of the couple is white, the other half has got dark skinned. And he said, that's what you do. He said, that's what people talk about. Oh, I wonder what colour he'll be. But like another caller earlier on said, I didn't even know Meghan Markle was that colour. I didn't know she was foreign until afterwards. And she was so welcomed by the UK people and into the royal family. And she got more... She was invited to Sandringham the first Christmas, which was the first time a fiancé or a girlfriend of any of the royals had been invited to. And I think Meghan's problem is she's not the actress, and she wasn't getting the big attention on her own. And I feel sorry for Harry because he was one of the best loved royals a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, his mother was treated badly. I did like Princess Diana. But you know what, Joe? I think she will be turning in her grave at this marriage. Seriously, I think Diana will be turning in her grave. You know, and all this nonsense about... There was a journalist from America who came over to the UK to cover the wedding, who was on yesterday, and she said she was absolutely horrified with some of the comments she's been making. And when you watch her, she is play-acting, Joe. I'm sorry. But also, why was Harry... only on that interview, coming towards the end of it. He wasn't in for the whole interview.
He only
came in near the end, nearly the end or whatever.
Okay. Stay there, Pat. Pat, by the way, in your workplace or school or activities today, what is the reaction you're hearing from
me,
your friends?
I'm not working, I'm retired.
Well, you know, from your friends or family.
Oh,
or whatever.
Joe, I haven't met one person, I haven't spoken to one person yet who actually agrees with her, because they've, okay. Over here, I think the majority... I think when things started going wrong for those two was actually when they did a tour abroad in Africa.
South Africa, yeah, and they gave an interview to ITV.
It was a brilliant visit, yeah. Joe. And their interview when they came back just slated the country.
And she gave an interview out there. Remember the question at the end?
Yeah.
How are you? And she basically said, "I'm not great." Okay, there, Fran in Dublin 16. Fran, your connection, please.
How are you, Joe?
Good, yeah.
Hi. Yeah. Just first of all, I'd like to say I'm 110% Irish, and I learned the Irish in English history in Ireland. So I grew up hating the English because of the war. But when I got out of school and did the leaving cert, I went to England and got a job, and I couldn't believe the nicest people in the world to work for. Everything was, thank you for doing this, and thank you. I've never heard of any thank yous working for Irish people. Now, the other thing I want to say is my sister went over to Ireland, England years ago because she trained to be a nurse in Stevenson's, that's in town.
Yeah,
and
Dr.
at
Stevenson.
The time, you couldn't get a job as a midwife, you had to go to England. So she got the job with her and qualified. She delivered millions of beautiful English children and also children from all over the world. But the point I make is she was one of the midwives for Lady Di. My beautiful Harry and my beautiful William should be loved by the Irish people, because at the end of the day, Irish people were there giving birth to those little children.
So you're saying your sister was there delivering Harry and...
She was delivering Harry and Wills. William. And when she went in, she said, Madam, and Lady Di sat up on the bed. This is what she told me. And she said, excuse me, she said, you call me Di. Now, come on, where would you get that? You wouldn't get that in Ireland. They'd expect you to go up the street if you see a doctor coming across the road for him, apart from anything else. But what I'm saying...
So you're saying when your sister, who was working on...
A midwife.
Okay, well done. And you're saying when she went in to talk to Di about... Lady Di about what was...
You have to say madam, yeah.
Yeah, and she went and said madam, this, that, and she said, don't call me
that. She said, I'm calling you by your first name, you call me Diane, thank you. She couldn't have been nicer.
And was your sister there for the two births?
She was there for William first, my beautiful William, and she was there for Harry. That's why they turned out to be beautiful.
And Fran, why do you call them my beautiful William, my beautiful Harry?
Because I have pictures of them and she has pictures of them, and you know, a lot of people, I was ringing my cousins in England, they're all Irish, that went there to do other type of nursing that you couldn't do at the time here. And they were all saying, they better not say anything against William. We don't say the royal family. When we talk about them, we talk about them as individuals. William and Harry, nobody better say boo to those little darlings.
And in your... Fran, so you have photographs of William and Harry when they were babies?
I have, yeah. I have them somewhere. I have them. My sister has them as well. And Lady Di as well. She had no problem... Lady Di never had any problem with the colour of anybody's skin.
Of course,
and that's
not.
What
Absolutely.
Harry is trying to make. Harry's trying to make that.
Yeah.
I watched it last night.
And Fran, did your sister talk about... You know what? The way Megan was saying last night about the firm, and she couldn't go for lunch, and she couldn't go for a facial, or like, was her... Did your sister ever talk about the security in the hospital when Di was there?
No, it was top security,
course,
and you had to be highly professional, and you were told not to ask any questions, only yes, please, no, thank you, and what would you like? But I do remember years ago, an aunt of ours came back from England, she was retired, and she was working in Buckingham Palace, and she was one of the top chefs there.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing bad she ever said about any of them, it is an institution,
yeah.
And of course it is, it's like upstairs, downstairs. But the only thing, and the whole world should learn from this remark that I was told when I was a kid by her, that when you cook for them,
mm-hmm.
there's no waste. If you have bread left and it's a bit of stale, she said one day, like, she was going to throw it out because it was stale to the birds. And the Queen said, no, you can do bread pudding and raisins and whatever they do with it.
Bread and butter
pudding,
yeah.
And nothing is wasted in the palace. So if all the money they have, they can't go out and buy a pair of jeans. Everything has to be signed, sealed and delivered for, even when they... the royal family were getting food delivered. Everything had to be signed. There was no food that was too much there that would be dumped. Anything that was there was used. So they don't litter money like people think to have everything. They don't really have the freedom of like we have, yeah. You know? But that's the point I'm making. I did, watch
Fran,
it last night.
Fran, bear with me. Did your sister say anything about Charles?
No, she never met Charles at all. She never met him.
But surely he was in and out to his wife all the time.
He would have been in and out. Of course he was, but you weren't allowed to be there when the husbands were in. And they had security with them as well. The nurses had time to go in and do all they had to do, and the washing and the cleaning, and the ladies come in to beautify her, and the food and that. But no, they didn't get to go near the men. The nurses were the nurses, and the royal family were the royal family. You know, okay. That's the same in Ireland. The husband can go in and see the baby born, but they don't want everybody else travelling in and introducing themselves. So all I want to say is good things about them. And as I started off with the history, I would have hated them only if I went to live amongst them. And I couldn't have worked for nicer people. And the royal family, they're absolutely, they do so much charity work for everybody in the world. People don't see that side of them.
Mm. You know? What do you think of Meghan?
Well, to be honest with you, Meghan came from a totally different world. She had nothing growing up. She always said herself, as her dad said in the interview there about 3 years ago, she always wanted to be the princess and marry a prince, and she did. And if all of us followed our dream like her, we might be nice and wealthy as well. But I think she's fine. I think she's very, very insecure. She did know she was marrying a prince. She knew that she would have had to go into the royal family. But I don't think she knew once you went into the royal family that the castle doors closed behind you and everything you need and want is inside there. Because at the back of the palace, they have gardens that walk on for miles. Like, you do get out, but you can't get out just to go to the shop or go to the chemist because you might be kidnapped. You know, so they had to make her secure. But I think it was a little bit mean that they cut them off financial. And also, I would think it was a little bit of an erasure mark that they said that they wouldn't put Archie a prince. And I think that was down to colour. And I think the only reason Diana was murdered was because she was going out with that Indian man.
She wasn't murdered.
Well, I still believe she was, Joe. Yeah, well, I still believe she was.
Do you want the name of that book again? It's by Dr. Richard Shepherd. He was a pathologist. And
but you see, money can pay for everything, Joe, you know. I do, because she was too beautiful to die too young. God wouldn't have taken her that young. You know, she was beautiful. You know, but anyway, I'm making is
Fran, you have to take that back. I'm sorry, you can't say to people who are killed in car crashes, young people, that God wouldn't have taken them so young. They must be their own fault or whatever.
Well, I don't mean
someone
else's
young.
Fran, can I just
You have a great admiration for the royal family. Would you ever see yourself or any member of your extended family, Fran, your sister's family, your family, would you ever see yourself falling in love with a member of the royal family?
I would have fallen in love with William and Harry anytime. The whole world fell in love with Harry because he was more free and was carefree and had a great life. Like, he's gorgeous looking. You can't say there's not the good looking, two fabulous looking boys. That if one of my daughters had met William, by golly, should have married him because I would love him with him and the beautiful kids, you know. Like, William and Harry are fabulous looking kids. It was just, they were born into that life, the same as all of us were born into the families that gave birth to us. You have no choice over that. For Harry,
But you have a choice in the main about where you go, regardless of the family, or what try to go, anyway. Okay, Fran, is your sister still a midwife?
No, she's retired now. She took her retirement there a few years back. Yeah.
Say hello to her.
Be nice. And the last thing, Joe, you know, the English have been very kind to the Irish because we've been working for them for generations, and they always highly respected us. So I have to say that from working there myself.
Okay, Fran. Thanks a million,
Fran. Good luck.
Bye bye, Joe at RT.ie. Thanks, Fran.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Bring it to pro-Meghan, anti-Meghan. In the pro-Meghan corner, I think we've got Pádraig and Bree, and then in the other corner, Mary and Adrian. Let me begin with Adrian first. As a man of similar age to Harry, so that means in your late 30s, Adrian.
Hello, Joe. How are you?
Good. Your point, please.
Well, look, Joe, I'm disgusted with the treatment of by Harry and Meghan of the royal family.
Okay.
Harry's own family, to disown them for this woman, I can't put into words, Millie Joe, and I suppose that's not great to be on the radio saying I can't put into words, but it's astounding me, Joe, the treatment. To do this to his grandmother of 94 years of age, who, and his father, who raised him in such luxury and such values.
Okay, and Adrian, for someone who didn't, which is very few, for people who didn't see last night, have I said you would paraphrase in 12 words or less what was said about the royal, what the message from the programme was about the royal family?
Well, what really stuck with me, Joe, was calling them the firm. It was like there was some football hooligan gang. Meghan just controlled the whole thing, and I watched it last night, and I've recorded now when I go home from work to watch it again. And look, it's not cool or niche for me. It's in my 30s to be a royalist, and I've fallen out with many friends over the last day or two over it.
Mm.
It's astounding me that he's turned his back on his family.
Okay. Have you ever met any of them when you were in Ireland? Or?
I did, yeah.
Who did you meet?
I met Prince Charles. I'm from Sligo, the land of heart's desire, Yates County. Mm. He was over here many years, well, not many years ago.
No, he was over at Mullaghmore, yeah.
Mullaghmore, where poor Lord Mountbatten met his demise, and poor old Crater. But that's another story.
What did you say? Mountbatten met his what?
His demise.
His demise, and then remember there was another woman killed, and there was two children, Paul Maxwell and Nicholas Natchbull, who were never mentioned.
Yes, yes.
But let me bring Bree in. Bree, your point. You think Meghan is much misunderstood?
Yes, Joe. I think she's wonderful. From the day I first saw her with Harry, I loved her, and I still love her to this day. And I believe everything she's been.
And Adrian's point about imagine the impact it's going to have on his grandmother and his grandfather. He's in hospital.
His grandmother is a wonderful woman, all right, but she's made of granite, and nothing that'll just bounce off her, no problem. No, but it reminds me of, do you remember the Duke of Windsor and Wallace Simpson?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Yes, back in the 30s.
Wallace Simpson was totally vilified for, because...
being a divorcee, being American.
Yeah, but he stepped down from taking the crown.
Yeah, he abdicated. He was king, he abdicated.
Yeah, you know.
And Elizabeth's father took over.
To pieces. The royals tore her to pieces, the media tore her to pieces.
And are you saying it's the same with Meghan? She's American, she was divorced.
More or less different. We're 21st century now, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
But they didn't give her a chance, and she went in there with the best of intentions. She didn't go in just for a happy, clappy time and to get in and get out. No.
Okay, Pádraig Breen, your point, please.
Yeah, Joe, I was just really surprised with the reaction on social media last night. On a day that started off with positive comments and imagery of women on International Women's Day, and finished off with women tearing into this woman for what I felt was a very honest, open, frank and brave interview. And I feel anyone that comes on television and speaks openly about their mental health or different challenges that they've experienced is to be applauded and encouraged rather than be vilified for speaking out.
Okay. Let me take a quick break. 51551, one more, John.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Mary Reardon Feeney, you're opening, you're from Cork, your opening line is, I am a royalist and a West Brit. Your point, please, Mary.
Yes, I am a royalist and I'm a West Brit and I'm proud of it. I think the Queen is fantastic, and I think she will survive this. I think the monarchy will survive. It's just something that's in passing. It's like a ship through the night. It will pass. They passed. They worked it out in 1930, they survived the abdication.
Mm-hmm.
And they got on fine, and they were stronger than ever. I think they will be all right. And I think the main thing about the monarchy is the Queen.
But what do you think of Meghan and the interview and
I
Harry
think it
and
was
the interview?
Very ill-advised.
Okay.
And I don't know him, of course, obviously, but I do worry that Harry will regret it.
Okay.
He shouldn't have done it.
Okay, Beryl Booth. Beryl, you'll be 102 in a few weeks. Happy birthday.
Thanks very much.
And you got your vaccination, I hope.
I did, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Last week.
Oh, good. Good stuff. And Beryl, actually, we spoke to you.
Beryl, yes, beautiful
yes,
victory.
Yes, we spoke to you. And Beryl, what did you think of the interview?
Well, I watched it.
Yeah.
And I think I fell asleep in the middle of it for a while.
Okay.
But it was very reminiscent of the one of Diana.
Okay.
And I think that they should be left alone. They shouldn't be putting themselves out. And I don't think it's anybody's business except their own.
And do you remember the abdication of George? Do you remember the abdication of King Edward and George took over? Mrs. Wallace?
I do, yes.
And it's being compared, it was Edward VIII. But
yes,
it's
so
being.
I remember that very well. I think people didn't like Wallace very much.
And people are comparing Meghan to Wallace. Okay, Beryl, happy birthday in a few weeks' time. Rebecca Meehan, produced, and Ray Darcy is next.